Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
People feel very strongly about reality TV shows. You know, it's like, you know, based on what I've seen on Facebook and emails, even friends I haven't talked to in like months have been hitting me up the last couple of days because we've been talking about this on the air, feeling really strongly about it. Like, do not do it no matter what. And Princess and I have worked out at Body Sculpting Inc. together for a while. I mean, we just see each other in the gym from time to time, and I didn't know she had anything to do with Real Housewives of Atlanta till just a couple of months ago, where we just really started talking about it and getting to know each other. And she called a couple of days ago and she said she's creating this reality TV show here in Atlanta, and it's called Boys Club Atlanta, right?
Close.
I got all that right?
Boys Club ATL.
Boys Club ATL. And you are the creator of the show, but your official title is?
I'm a development producer, so I create shows, I develop them. And I guess the unique thing to me is I actually cast my own shows, which, you know, most development producers do not.
Okay.
They develop, they take their own show and they develop it and they kind of pass it off and let other people cast it, and, you know, or they come into someone else's show and they help to develop out the show. I cast my own show, so I'm very hands on, and that's why, you know, I think for me that works.
Okay.
So I want to know more about the Boys Club ATL concept. Is this a concept that you could start here and then take the franchise all over the country?
Okay. Exactly.
So that's what I was thinking. From the name, it sounded like it was applicable.
That's correct.
Everywhere.
Yeah. And so when Housewives kind of, well, when the Real Housewives developed, I definitely thought of a show that was with women in Atlanta and kind of a similar format to Orange County, which, you know, was developed in California.
Was that one yours also, or did somebody else?
It's not.
That?
It's okay. Not. But I work with Evolution. Evolution is the company that I'm very close to. They're a huge production house out of LA, and they started the franchise. So when I started, or when I developed Housewives for Atlanta, it actually wasn't Housewives.
Okay.
It was, you know, similar. I wasn't familiar with the brand. I wasn't familiar with the franchise. And, you know, really long story short, I developed a show. I thought it would be great for Atlanta to see women in Atlanta, kind of, you know, successful women doing different things, different aspects of their lives. And, you know, I got approached by Bravo through True Entertainment, who, you know, produced The Real Housewives of Atlanta with me. And there was the show. So very long story short, that's how the show really developed. And, you know, I actually came out, found the women, and Bravo picked it up.
Oh, you picked the right women for that show, too. Yeah, so you obviously...
The highest rated one, right?
Is it?
Of the whole franchise, yeah.
So you obviously know what you're doing. So when you started to piecemeal people in mind for this show, I'm a little nervous that my name popped into your head based on what I saw on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Right, right.
So how is it going to be similar, or how is it going to be different?
Sure. Well, it's going to be similar in... The only thing that I think is the same is the format or the formula with the foundation of the show. It's going to be following the lives of five men in Atlanta, you know, and ranging from the radio personality, I hope, to all the way through to Dolvet, like you mentioned. He's a business owner. We've got a couple guys in there that I'm really, really interested in that are entrepreneurs. We just want men that are businessmen, family men. We want to follow the lives of different types of men in Atlanta. So in that respect, it's the same, but it's very, very different.
Any of them have a big mama? Like a big papa?
No. Okay.
Not that you know of.
Not that, right.
Not yet. It could be on there.
Yeah. No, not that I know of. But, you know, a lot of people are asking me that. They're saying, well, is it kind of like Housewives, but with men? There's no way to duplicate any show.
Right.
There really isn't. This is a different show. This is a cast with males, which is completely different in itself, where men, the show with men really is about their lifestyle, what they drive, you know, the women around them, the things they do for fun, family. It's kind of a mixture of everything, but more lifestyle. People want to see the lifestyle. So, well, you know.
Now,
sure.
let's just dive right in, because okay. I think a lot of people's concern is with reality shows and like with Real Housewives of Atlanta. I mean, you have these women, you follow their lives, but what makes it the highest rated show is the drama okay. and the arguments that happen between them. And we hear from reality show people, not only Real Housewives of Atlanta, but I mean, when we've talked to reality show stars, they always talk about how, you know, I went in there with this one idea and the editing created me to be somebody completely different that I didn't realize until I saw the show itself. And so how do you ease, say, Bert's fears of going into this and then being turned into some villain on air?
Well, I always say that, you know, you self-edit. When you go into, and you do, you go into a show and, you know, you be yourself. Certainly, I think there are certain aspects of reality TV that people want to see. Mm-hmm. They definitely don't want to tune in and see, you know, Bert taking the dog for a walk and all that stuff. So there are elements of drama to every show. Mm-hmm. But again, I think this show is different. And a lot of people are kind of tying it to the Housewives brand and the Housewives franchise and all of that stuff. But I think the difference is that, you know, you are who you are. And when you get on television and you portray those things, you know, of your life, mm-hmm. you can self-edit to some degree. You can self-edit. And I think that one of the things that people, you know, mistakenly do is they get on there and they kind of just, they forget that the cameras are around, which is easy to do. When a camera is turned on, you kind of do forget.
Really?
But you do. Sometimes it kind of going through your life and you're just doing everything you would normally do and you forget that the camera's there. But I think that if you consciously think about the things that you're doing and the things that you want the world to see, you know, that will to some degree help you to self-edit. And the other thing I really want to say, too, is that people have this idea that you get in there and you create something completely different. Not the case. I think if you are a certain way, let's say that, you know, some people say, oh, there's, you know, one wife is a whatever. They describe her as being, a B. She definitely may have that in her personality.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can't create a whole new person. We can't create a whole new Bert.
Mm-hmm. Here's my fear, though, you know, because I've been seriously considering this the last couple of days. And what I've tried to do the last couple of days is at the end of the day, look back at my life that day and say, okay, what could have been exposed today on television that really isn't me, but could certainly be exploited in a different storyline?
Right.
And yesterday, I had a couple of meltdowns yesterday. Really stressful professional day yesterday behind the scenes. So I yelled at one of our employees yesterday, which I never do, never do. But I had a meltdown during the show yesterday, and while the mics were off, I went and I chewed a guy out. I yelled at him, and I never do that.
Right.
And my thought was, okay, so there's a storyline that I'm a tyrant at work.
Right.
And then I thought yesterday I'm on the phone with my agent because there's some stuff going on behind the scenes, and I'm livid yesterday. But this is one day out of my life. And I am not that person except for that day.
Right.
But now on TV, you guys have this storyline of Bert being like this loose cannon and could yell at employees, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one of the things that, or an advantage that you have, is you are on the radio. So, you know, if the show's coming on, and most of the time the talent gets to see, or the cast members, they get to see the episode prior to it coming out. So you are going to be able to see that, and you're going to say, oh man, that, you know,
but
that
was 24 hours before it comes out, right?
It's about, you get to see it about about 2 days before it comes out typically.
Now, and contractually, would I be able to talk about the show on the air before it comes out, so I could say, look, even before you see this thing on Wednesday night, I want to let you know what was going on behind the scenes?
Well, contractually, I actually don't do anything to do with the contracts. You know, I develop the shows. I do let them go to some degree. I'm always around, but I'm actually not day to day, you know, on set with you. And I don't know anything about the contracts. But what I can tell you is that the women do talk about the things that, you know, if there was an episode that came on and Kim, for instance, she wanted to talk about what you've seen and kind of sort of give her side of the story. They blog, they talk about it, they come on the radio. So there are ways to kind of, I guess, explain to people. Now, the only downfall is the world won't get to know because you're in Atlanta and and you know, you're able to.
That's the only downfall, Bert. The world.
No.
You know what? The only people you have to worry about is everyone.
Is everyone?
Well,
no.
See, and I said off air to Bert because everybody, you know, we took a lot of calls the past couple of days, so we talked about this,
and I didn't hear any of them.
And people are concerned and say, "Don't do it." And I said off air, you know, I'm pushing toward it only if he's able to talk about it,
right?
Because I think that him being the radio personality and our show being so authentic,
right,
that I feel like it would be a behind the scenes of a reality
Absolutely.
Show and it would be educational. And the world could listen to us online. The show could let people know that. Mm-hmm. And if Bert's able to share everything, then I feel comfortable with him doing it. But if he has to keep his mouth shut, we as a show cannot
it wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what attracted me to Bert. Other than that, you know, when I set out to do this show, I had a wish list. Mm-hmm. And Bert was on my wish list for sure. And
he's on all of our wish lists.
Yeah, he is. Bert's awesome. So,
Santa, please bring me a Bert.
Bring me a Bert, right?
I can just go right in the stocking. I don't even take up a lot of room.
Awesome. But no, I definitely had Bert on my wish list. And I think that what really struck me as interesting is as I started to interview a few other guys that were, you know, being considered and I thought about, they kept bringing up Bert. Hey, if you talk to Bert from the Bert Show and hey, you know. And they were actually not only just suggesting him, but they were actually telling me that they were close friends of his or certainly knew him well enough that they thought he would be good for the show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there was a moment, especially when I met him, and it was just by chance that we met. Mm-hmm. I said,
destiny.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him and see, you know, what his thoughts are. And when I called him and we talked about talking about it on air, I thought it was a great idea because definitely, I think that Bert would fit the show just based off of the fact that, you know, he is from Atlanta. He is here representing Atlanta. He's a huge part of the community. People are just so they feel like they know Bert. I feel like even listening to him in the morning when my husband's getting up to go to work, you know, I'm one eye open and I get to listen to the show. I think that Bert is just so giving of himself, of his life to some degree. And I think that people feel like they really know him and he really fits what we're looking for, what I'm looking for in the show. I just really think that he is somebody that, you know, somebody out there will relate to Bert. Many people will relate to Bert and say, wow, you know, he's a professional. He goes to work. He takes care of his family. He's a huge, you know, figure in the community. And I think the other thing too is that, you know, this show, for sure, and any reality show, there's goods, there's bads, for sure. There's a lot of, and in my opinion, there's a lot more good than bad because it's a huge 8-hour commercial for whatever it is you're doing in your life. Mm-hmm. And I think this show definitely will, you know, bring publicity and bring additional, you know, interest in the things that Bert's already doing on a national level. So, you know, that's just one of the reasons why.
All right, there are a whole bunch of angles and questions that I still have for you. My wife is on the phone and she's been listening the whole time also.
Okay.
So she's got questions for you also that are going to have to do with like cameras in the house.
Yeah, let's talk about
how much are the children going to be exposed? Because we do want a little exposure for Hayden because he's a little actor now also. But if we want a little, does that mean we got to give everything? Right. I've got questions about how much it's going to drain me of my time and take me away from this show. And what's the most important to me is my, you know, my family and my career. So, and then I want to play for you what Kim Zolciak, your friend, and she's
Kim,
your friend.
I love Kim.
She's a good friend.
Yeah. I'm close to all the girls. And I love Kim.
Well, we had her on yesterday and she told me straight up, don't do this thing. Don't even consider it.
I heard she said that. Yes. I didn't get to hear the show, but I did hear that she said that.
I'll play a little bit of her on the show yesterday also.
The Bert Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.